In studio with us, we've got Ndivua Ntambeleni. He is the winner of the Best Breakthrough App at the annual MTN Business App of the Year competition. Welcome to the Big Small Business Show.
Thank you.
Right, your app is called Chiller's Market App.
Yes,
What does it do?
Well, Chiller's Market is a marketplace mobile application that essentially is created to enable the youth because of the unemployment problem that we have in South Africa. So we know that there's over 33% of people that are unemployed, and most of those people are the youth. So the mobile application allows any young person to list their products or services into this mobile app, and then they're able to reach a wide range of customers all over South Africa. So the mobile application was launched 4 months ago in June, and right now it has around 10,000 downloads. So that then means if someone, let's say from Tembisa, has a business and they really want to get out of unemployment, they can list their products and they can reach a market that would have been harder for them to reach before.
Ndivua, there are many marketplace apps. What makes your app so different?
Well, the difference with this app is that it really makes it much easier for any person to manage their products on the app. So it essentially provides them a platform where, without any external help, they can manage their products and run their business as freely as possible. And also, there's a huge backing in terms of advertisement of the app, the marketing. That then means whoever the reach is expanded of the app. Yes. So it creates that.
Okay, so just coming back to the marketplace, is there an opportunity to actually transact on the app?
Yes.
In other words, I can pay for the goods and services?
Yes, absolutely. You're able to do that. So on the other side, the customers are able to make a purchase, and then they're able to either use collection if the product is close by, or delivery, which is nationwide.
Okay, just let's go to the App of the Year competition. So what did you win?
Well, yeah, at the App of the Year competition, we won the Best Breakthrough Developer of the Year. So that means we are a development company that's up and coming, and we won this award. So the Chiller's Market is developed by Topcode, which I'm from Topcode. So a business part of mine came with the idea Chiller's Market, and they came to us. And then we developed the app, and then it won in this category.
Okay. And just talking about the name, Chillers, why Chillers? I mean, it's like chill, relax. What is the meaning behind the name?
So the name really comes from the fact that the app is mainly marketed from a platform called Podcast and Chill with McG. And then the viewers and the supporters of the podcast are called Chillers.
Okay.
So initially, that's where the name came from.
All right.
To enable chillers to support each other through this marketplace. But as it grows, it is for everyone in South Africa, really. And then the name sticks because it's a cool name, I believe.
So take us through the MTN Business App of the Year competition process. So you applied, and then what happened? Did you have to present your app?
All right. So really, we went online. So the MTN business people really assisted us in getting all the information that we needed to apply. So you go to a website, MTN Business App of the Year website, and then you apply there. And then you put the links to the app if it's already live. And then after that, yeah, there's a few details that you need to fill in. And then besides that, they might ask for additional details about the app, maybe even graphic details, and then videos possibly. And then, yeah, just to explain maybe in a way that is understandable what the app does. Yes.
And then you went to that big glitzy gala event.
Yes, quite a big event.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and the winner is, and the drum roll, and they called you up. Were you expecting to win?
Yeah, we were expecting to win, to be honest. We were very enthusiastic about it.
Okay.
So we were very excited when they called our name. One of our team members actually screamed, and it went very well.
So I remember on the evening you were actually up against another marketplace app.
Yes.
Were you maybe perhaps a bit nervous around that?
Yes, you know, it was a bit of a a moment of, you know, uncertainty whether we're going to make it. But we remain confident because we developed this app. It's quite solid, and then it's been tested over the 4 months. There's quite a number of downloads, and we're confident that we'll take it away.
I want to ask you maybe a technical question here around, you know, the issue around a B2C kind of app is the fact that, you know, if you don't get enough people with downloads, then, you know, you're not going to get enough people who would put their goods on those apps. So you basically have to create both sides of this, the supply and the demand at the same time. How have you thought about doing that? With 10,000 downloads is quite a lot for such a short time.
So I believe that the marketing is what really pushed the downloads, because it is a big problem with a lot of applications that we've developed over time. And that then means it's very important to focus on the marketing so that people know about the mobile application. So I think the fact that the app has this huge backing for advertisement, that's how it reached so many people.
And who's backing it?
Like I said, it's this podcast that has around 800,000 followers currently.
Okay, that's where the marketing come from. Yes. Ndivua, congratulations on winning, and wishing you and everyone in your team huge success. And yeah, it's good to have new apps on the market to go and compete with the big guys. Yeah. And wishing you all success.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's show. Do remember, if you think it, write it down, perhaps make an app, and make it a reality.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker. Choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.